The Warrior Soul Podcast is written, edited, and produced by me, Chris Albert. Our mission is to provide tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that help the U.S. military veteran community to show up as the wisest, strongest, most capable versions of themselves in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about will most certainly apply to you as well. This podcast is made possible with the help of F-Bomb Nutrition. They make delicious packets of fats that you can carry around anywhere with you in little portable packets. They make macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with coconut butter. They're absolutely delicious, and they're really good for you. They don't have any sugar. They also make a lot of cheese snacks. They make meat sticks, and it's just a great company. These guys send packages of this stuff to the troops who are on the front lines overseas to supplement their MREs, and we didn't ask them to do that. They just did that on their own initiative. Really great company. If you want to get 20% off your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppingfbomb.com and use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout. This podcast is also brought to you with the help of Save the Brave. SaveTheBrave.org is a 501c3 charity for veterans. They run camaraderie events that include fishing, golfing. They also do a lot of work with Gold Star families. And unlike a lot of other organizations, their board doesn't take a salary. Really great organization that is doing amazing work. So go and check them out at SaveTheBrave.org. With that, thank you guys so much. Let's get into today's programming. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. You know, one thing I think this crisis that we're in is going to bring to light is the impact that isolation has on people, the impact that being alone has on people. It's actually really, really devastating. When you are isolated, when you're not around people, when you're not interacting with people, you're more capable of building prisons in your own mind, walls that are made up of your fears and your doubts, chains that are made up of your anxiety. And when that happens, it's a really difficult thing to get out of. I want to talk to you today about what you can do right now to get out of isolation, to break free of that prison. And some of the things I'm going to bring up here might be things you might not want to do. And what I want to emphasize to you here is that a lot of us don't like asking for help. I'm one of those people. I have a very difficult time asking for help. I have a very difficult time telling people when I'm going through problems. And I've also been somebody who has put a lot of work into isolating myself in the past. For the past decade, I've worked from home. And what that means is that, and it's great, don't get me wrong. I wake up, I go make my coffee, I walk my dog, I walk into my office. That's my commute, right? But there's also times when if I didn't want to, I could avoid talking to somebody for days, right? Except for my girlfriend who comes home every night, right? I live with her. But I could avoid human interaction on a grand scale for as long as I want to. And even when I am talking with humans, I'm talking with humans through the phone, right? And what I figured out a few weeks ago is that what I was doing is not healthy, right? Because long before COVID-19, that was the case with me. And I know that's also the case with a lot of you. A lot of you don't associate with anybody outside of work or outside of your family. And again, when that happens, those prison walls go up. You create your own cell. One of the resources that I have started using is my local vet center. I reached out to the vet center a few weeks ago and said, listen, I am going through some bouts of depression. I'm going through some troubles with anxiety. Do you have anybody who I could sit down with to talk it out? And I got my appointment, got somebody to sit down with, and it was a really good thing. Now, I've only had, you know, 2 therapy sessions, and you can't do much work in 2 therapy sessions. This kind of stuff takes a long time, but it did make me feel better, right? It did make me realize that the situation that I'm putting myself in isn't healthy. Because you need people in your life. You do. You need other human beings. There is nothing great in this world that we could do that we're going to do in isolation, right? It always involves somebody else, whether it's you selling to a customer, whether it's you building a team, whether it's you doing something good for other people. It always involves other people. And so in order to be successful in this life, you need other people. And in order to communicate with other people properly, you need to learn how to communicate. You need to learn how to talk. You need to learn how to let people in. And if you don't do that, it's like walking around in that prison cell, trying to find a way out, but not being able to do so. So my emphasis for today is this. You know, you might feel like your life is out of your control. You might feel like nobody likes you. You might feel like there's nobody out there that understands you or that wants to talk with you. You might feel isolated. But there are resources out there that you could take advantage of. And for veterans, that means contacting your local vet center or contacting any one of the 433,000 501c3 charities that are out there right now. And I understand many of them have stopped their operations during COVID-19, but a lot of them moved their operations online to Zoom. So if you take that first step, if you commit to taking that first step, there's going to be somebody there who's going to want to talk to you. Why should you take that step? Why should you try to talk to somebody? It's because it's the most important thing in the world. I'll tell you right now, you can't do your job. You can't be a good parent. You can't be a good spouse. You can't be a good family member. You can't be good at anything if your emotional cup is empty. And unless you're bringing that cup back online, unless you're filling that cup back up, unless you're getting that stress, that anxiety, that fear out of you by talking about it, then it's going to be really, really difficult or maybe even impossible to move forward. So, again, reach out to your local vet center, reach out to your local resources, and make that first step. Make that decision. It is up to you, right? There's a lot of things you can't control in this life, but you can control if you're going to ask for help. And I hope this short episode helps you guys out. I hope that it's convinced some of you to push forward on trying to get some help. And, you know, as always, if you have any questions about anything, please reach out to me. And for those of you who might be new here, I didn't mention this at the beginning, but my name is Chris Albert, and this is the Warrior Soul Podcast. And my mission here is to empower U.S. military veterans with tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that are going to help them to show up as wiser, stronger, more capable human beings in the civilian world. And that's what I do. I don't care if you ever buy a thing from Warrior Soul. All I ask is that you spread the word about the show. Head over to iTunes, write us a written rating and review. Share these episodes out with people who can use them. And with that, I want to thank you guys so much for listening today. And I'll be back at you later on this week with some more awesome content. Get out there and live your best lives while you can. This is Chris Albert, and I am out.